بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم شعرف بلاوی شیخ اول رومی وقت شاہ کی محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرکدہ The title is عمر بھر حامل درد پنہا رہے عمر بھر حامل درد پنہا رہے سینکڑوں زخم حسرت میں شاداں رہے سینکڑوں زخم حسرت میں شاداں رہے سینکڑوں غم میں بھی ہم غزل خواں رہے سینکڑوں غم میں بھی ہم غزل خواں رہے کیا یہ تسلیم سر کی کرامت نہیں کیا یہ تسلیم سر کی کرامت نہیں سب خزاں میں بھی رشک گلستاں رہے سب خزاں میں بھی رشک گلستاں رہے سینکڑوں زخم حسرت میں شاداں رہے سینکڑوں غم میں بھی ہم غزل خواں رہے خالق گل سے جن کو نہیں ربط تھا خالق گل سے جن کو نہیں ربط تھا وسط گلشن میں بھی وہ پریشان رہے وسط گلشن میں بھی وہ پریشان رہے ہو خزاں یا بہار چمن دوستو ہو خزاں یا بہار چمن دوستو عاشق مرضی جان جانا رہے عاشق مرضی جان جانا رہے حسن فانی پہ برباد کی زندگی حسن فانی پہ برباد کی زندگی عمر بھر آ ایسے بھی ناداں رہے عمر بھر آہ ایسے بھی ناداں رہے حسن رفتہ سے ہر اہل دل خوش ہوا حسن رفتہ سے ہر اہل دل خوش ہوا حسن رفتہ سے ہر اہل دل خوش ہوا خوب رخصت ملی جو پریشان رہے خوب رخصت ملی جو پریشان رہے اختر عرض ہو اختر آسماں اختر عرض ہو اختر آسماں عمر گھر گھر عمر بھر گھر بوتوں سے گریزاں رہے عمر بھر گھر بوتوں سے گریزاں رہے درد دل کی کرامت ہے یہ اہل دل درد دل کی کرامت سے یہ اہل دل منزل قرب حق میں نمایاں رہے منزل قرب حق میں نمایاں رہے چشم غماز اسرار نسبت رہی چشم غماز اسرار نسبت رہی عمر بھر حامل درد پنہا رہے عمر بھر حامل درد پنہا رہے اختر بے نوا کی نصیحت سنو اختر بے نوا کی نصیحت سنو اپنی لغزش پہ ہر دم پشیماں رہے اپنی لغزش پہ ہر دم پشیماں رہے سینکڑوں زخم حسرت میں شاداں رہے سینکڑوں زخم حسرت میں شاداں رہے سینکڑوں غم میں بھی ہم غزل خواں رہے کیا یہ تسلیم سر کی کرامت نہیں کیا یہ تسلیم سر کی کرامت نہیں صد خزاں میں بھی رشک گلستاں رہے خالق گل سے جن کو نہیں ربط تھا خالق گل سے جن کو نہیں ربط تھا، وسط گلشن میں بھی وہ پریشان رہے، وسط گلشن میں بھی وہ پریشان رہے، سینکڑوں زخم حسرت میں شاداں رہے، سینکڑوں غم میں بھی ہم غزل خواں رہے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، نحمدہ و نصلی علی رسول کریم. عمر بر حامل درد پنہا رہے. There is a hidden love, and the person who is able to carry that hidden love for his entire life, سینکڑوں زخم حسرت میں شادا رہے. Despite that person having within his heart 1,000 pains, 1,000 difficulties that he has brought upon himself, 1,000 times he has said no to his carnal desire, despite having 1,000 times that his heart has been put, a knife has been put on the heart, shada rahe. But this individual who is carrying that hidden love of Almighty Allah, despite 1,000 times a knife falling upon his heart, he is found smiling. Tenkro gham mein bhi hum ghazal kha rahe. Despite there being 1,000 problems, 1,000 difficulties, so much of worry, so much of concern, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَشَدُّ النَّاسِ بَلَاءً الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. The ones on who Allah tabarak ta'ala sends the greatest of imtihanat are those closest to Almighty Allah. Some narrations it comes, ثُمَّ الْأَمْثَلْ فَالْأَمْثَلْ. Thereafter those that are closest, there are those that are closest. In some narrations it comes, after the Anbiya, ثُمَّ الْعُلَمَاء. Thereafter it is that group who are known as the people of knowledge. Then those that are closest, then those that are closest. But that person who sees so many of difficulties in life, ہم غزل خا رہے, when you will meet with that person, you will find him so happy that he is like reading poetry. He is smiling and making others happy. کیا یہ تسلیم سر کی کرامت نہیں. Is this not the miracle of the one who has put his head on the threshold of Almighty Allah? That I am ready, O Allah, to submit to every command. That this miracle has now been created. صد خزا میں بھی رشک گلستہ رہے. That he is not seeing one autumn, he is seeing hundreds of autumns. And in a hundreds of autumns, he is still the envy of the garden. خالق گل سے جن کو نہیں ربطا. Then there is that man that he had a lot of relationship with all of the flowers, but he had no relationship with the creator of all of the flowers. The rose was his, but the creator of the rose was not his. وَسْتِ گُلْشَنْ مَي بِي وَوْفَرَيْشَانْ رَهِ. He could be in the middle of the garden, surrounded by the best of flowers, but you will always find him left alone. He is always worried, he is always concerned. هُو خِزَا يَا بَحَارْ چَمَنْ دَوْتُو عَاشِقِ مَرْضِيَ جَانِ جَانَا رَهِ. Oh my friend, whether you are experiencing an autumn or you are experiencing the spring of the garden, you must become a one who is in love with the creator of the entire world. Husn fani pe barbad ki zindagi umar bar aa acb na da rahe. And that person who has wasted his love on that beauty which stays for a short while and then disappears, oh how he has wasted his entire life. اخترے ارد ہو اخترے آسماں عمر بر گر بتوں سے گریزا رہے. حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نیم واس اختر, اینڈ دا ورڈ اختر کوڈ آلسو بی ریفرنگ ٹو دا اسٹار. اٹ سیز اخترے ارد ہو اخترے آسماں. دی اختر آن دا لینڈ ہی بیکیم اے اسٹار آف دا اسکائی. وین ہی بیکیم دا اسٹار, وین ہی اسٹارٹڈ پٹنگ ہم سیلف اوے فرام دا آئیڈلز آف دس ورلڈ. The more a person pulls away from the things of this world, the more Allah tabarakallah makes him shine. Darde dil ki karamat se ye ahle dil manzile qurb e haq mein numaya rahe. That this is the karamat, the miracle of the people of the heart, that how wonderful they shine as they are going closer and closer to Almighty Allah. Akhtare be nawa ki nasihat suno apni lafzish par har dam پشیماں رہے. Finally, حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب says, listen to the advice of this اختر who in front of Almighty Allah, he also exclaims that, O Allah, I also have nothing. This was the humility of Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib. This is the reality for all of us. But in front of Allah Tabarakallah, every single person is a beggar. Apni lafzish pe har dam pashema rahe. At every second, O Allah, we are crying and we are feeling very disgraced and sad over the mistakes we have made in front of you, and we are begging for your mercy.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله المولانا العظيم. One friend of ours, not an alim, but he taught a very beautiful dua. In fact, his children know almost all the du'as of the various occasions. So we were discussing with them, testing them a little bit. Then he said that, what is one du'a, a sunnah du'a, that to be recited after namaz? And that is, that a person, it comes in the riwayat, places his palm on his forehead or on his head. And then he reads this du'a, Bismillah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa ar-Rahmanur Rahim. Bismillah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa ar-Rahmanur Rahim. Allahumma adhhib anni al-ham wal huzn. Person who reads that dua, then Allah Ta'ala will remove all sorrow, worry from that person. And he says that he lives a life without any worry or sorrow. Then further he explained he was traveling somewhere, and with him was a person like what we call shirt trouser person, like outwardly not like so in deen and that. So when they were discussing this, that person said, I also read this dua for many years already. And he says, I also don't experience any sorrow, any worry. And today the world that is plagued, what is the, what they call depression, this is the solution to it. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we read this. Bismillah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa ar-Rahmanur Rahim. Allahumma adhib annil hamma wal huza. So if anyone wants it, can ask Maulana Musa, any of the ulama. They'll write it down. And we try and read that with a niyat of sunnat also. And Allah will give us this great benefit. We'll get the sawab also in these times of 100 shaheeds for that also. And this worry and this sorrow and depression and despondency, Allah will save us from that also. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. In this kitab of the people who wrote letters to Hazrat and the solution, today is also a very important aspect. The question actually is not here, but the condition is written. Ek salik jo raaste bhatak gaye the. A person who was in like suluk, making his islah, but unfortunately environment, whatever, or he just went off the path completely. Aur ishq majazi ke gunah mein mubtala hokar apne islah se mayus ho chuke the. And then he got involved in illicit love affairs, all the evil, filth, dirt, and then he came to the to such a state of despondency that there is no hope for me, that my islah cannot be made. And this applies to many of us. Many of our friends say, I'm so bad, my islah can't be made. I've committed such gunas, there is no hope for me. I'm a goner. ان کے خط کے جواب میں حضرت والا کے ارشادات جو مایوس سالکین کے لیے نا امیدی کے اندھیروں میں امیدوں کے سینکڑوں آفتاب کا درجہ رکھتے ہیں. Now what follows here is حضرت's reply and the advices which حضرت has given, and this is for many مایوس سالکین, many people who want to make their islah, they really feel, but we just falter. We just go back in guna again. We just can't control ourselves. We just falling back again all the time. And they've lost hope completely. They were in the darkness of having lost hope. And Hazrat brings them into the sun of thousands of sun of hope in Allah Ta'ala. And so we hear Hazrat's answer, and this for us also, and we know many of our friends, they ask us also, this is the answer to give them. What Hazrat has written, this is the answer to give them, is the answer for us also. Aapka khat mila, I received your letter. And Hazrat, and this is also how to reply and how to say. Hazrat says, nihayat ta'ajjub hai, ke aapne apne guna ko Allah ta'ala ki rahmat se bara samajh liya. Very surprising that you have thought your gunas to be more greater than the mercy of Allah. How could this be possibly? I'm surprised at you. That you have come to the, you thinking that your guna is more greater than the mercy of Allah. Agar sari zameen aur asman gunao se bhar jave. If the, all the earth and the sky, all this place gets filled with sin. Lekin banda nadim hokar sirf ek bar toba kar le. Allah Ta'ala ki rahmat se usi waqt tamam gunaho ko maaf kar deti hai. But then if a person, in spite of so much sins which can fill up the whole place between the earth and the sky, everything is filled, but a person becomes sorrowful and one time, only one time he turns to Allah Ta'ala and he asks Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, then the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala will make all that, forgive all those gunas. Immediately Allah Ta'ala will forgive all those gunas. And it is, the ulama are unanimous, that when a person asks for forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala, he's sorrowful, what I did, how terrible I am, I admit I've committed guna, I'll never commit the gunas again in future, he's forgiven. Immediately at that time, he's forgiven already. Allah Ta'ala Ghafoorur Raheem hai. Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoorur Raheem. And both these words, Ghafoor, are also the superlative. That is, like big, bigger, biggest. Most forgiving Allah. Is Ghafir also, Ghaffar also, and is Ghafoor also. Most forgiving, oft forgiving. Repeatedly He forgives. You made a guna, you ask maaf, again you make the guna. You ask maaf, again 100 times the same guna, and you ask for maaf, you are written, Allah Ta'ala forgives you. And as long as you ask for maafi, by Allah you are not written as a person who is making israr, who is adamant that he wants to commit gunas. You just ask for maaf. And then you are not recorded as a person who just wants to make guna, it is forgiven. And when you ask for maaf, the kiram and katibin also who write down the good, our good and bad deeds. So the amir is the angel on the right who is writing the good deeds. And the angel on the left who writes our bad deeds, he is the ma'amur. He follows, he says to be obedient. So when a person commits a guna and he does not still ask for maaf, then this farishta asks, can write it? This farishta say, no, you can't. Perhaps he'll still ask for forgiveness. Perhaps he'll still ask for forgiveness. Until the time of the changing of shifts take place. When the time of the day shifts change and he still didn't ask for maaf, then he says, now write it. And then again, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi has written that gunas, whatever guna a person commits, only one guna is recorded. And sawab, minimum 10 it is increased. And increases much more to 700 and even more than that. And he says, if it was not for this, nobody should have got salvation on the day of Qiyamah. So Allah for gunas, only one guna, and that also so much time. And if you just ask for maaf, then there's a farishta on the right, say, don't write it down, he has asked for maaf. So easy. So this year, and this is really what is ta'alluq with the Ahlullah. They will never let you lose hope. No matter how low you are, out and gone and down, but they will never let you lose hope. Insan hi se guna hota hai. And Hazrat says, insan makes guna. Who else is going to commit guna? It's insan. As it comes in another narration, if nobody commits gunas, Allah will destroy that nation. And it will create a nation that commits gunas. Because Allah wants to show His shan of forgiveness. All this is not license for us to commit gunas, but it is for those people of us that we have committed many gunas. We are bad, we are down and out. then look at the mercy of Allah. Never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Allah will definitely forgive a person. Farishton se thori hota hai. Farishtas don't commit guna. What have they got to do with guna? They can't even, they can't think of a guna. There is no question of them committing a guna. Aur khata karke bande ko nadamat hoti hai. And when a person commits a guna, and now he is sorrowful, that I've done this, how could I have done that? Aur jab wo nadim hokar tauba karta hai, and now when he is sorrowful, and he asks for forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala, or girata hai, and he really humbles himself, cries to Allah, to hadith Qudsi mein hai, it has come in a hadith Qudsi, hadith in which Allah Ta'ala speaks, لَأَنِينُ الْمُذْنِبِينَ, the sobbing and crying of the sinner, أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ زَجَلِ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ, I love that more than those people who are reading Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, who are in tahajjud, who are making long, long rakats of the tahajjud, and reading lot of Quran Sharif. I love this more, the sobbing and crying of a person. A person who is returning home. Hazrat gives on this a beautiful example also. Hazrat says that if one son amongst all the sons turned out to be the black sheep, and he did everything wrong, and so much so he left home also. And he went and do even worse gunas also. And time passed. Father tries and contact him. In fact, so to say, father lost hope also. He is gone and he is a right off completely. But after years, he comes back again. And now he says, Father, I'm sorry what I did. Really, now I realize. When father says to mother that all the other boys who are obedient, they're earning, they're running the shops, they're bringing in the money, leave them one side tonight. Tonight, this is the VIP. In fact, the VVIP, that he has come back again. So give him the full attention. Cook food for him what he likes. Do everything for him. Prepare his bedroom, the best bedroom, give him everything. So he becomes the VVIP. Like that, a person who sins, and then he asks Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, then Allah says, all those who are making my ibadat, you carry on your place. But today this is my VIP. And I give my full attention to him. Then Hazrat explains further. Morning comes, he says, Daddy, Father, but I've taken so much money from people. And I've made false promises, and I'm owing this one and that one. Gangsters are after me. They have threatened me with my life. I stand no chance. Now the father says, don't worry. You just tell me how much it is, I'll pay them all. So Hazrat Allah Ta'ala is like that also. That our huququl ibad also, we ask Allah Ta'ala, Allahumma ighfir lana dhunubana wa takaffal bi ridha khusumina. Which dua Hazrat taught us of Allama Alusi Rahmatullah Ali, he has made this dua and taught us that, O Allah, you forgive us our sins and all huququl ibad that there is, O Allah, you take care of that. And you used to sort that out. So the father says, I'll pay all that. You don't worry at all. Like this, so a person must never lose hope from Allah Ta'ala. But of course, this is not license to commit sin. This is for our back what we did wrong. And now we are losing hope. So there is absolutely no cause to lose hope by Allah Ta'ala. And Hazrat, in fact, once Hazrat's full ashar are on there, that those people are nada, are ignorant. That with the person who made tawbah, and they are still taunting him. And they are still telling him, you're so bad and you're so evil, you did this guna, you did that guna. When he made tawbah, finish, he's out of that guna. He's in the ranks of the farishta now. He is now in the ranks of the muttaqeen. By Allah Ta'ala, he is amongst the pious now. So how can you speak to him like that? Gunegaro ka rona aur gir girana mujhe subhanallah kehne walon ki awazon se zyada mehboob hai. A person who made guna and he cried. And if you can't cry, that you're not crying is your crying. That you are feeling sorry, I can't cry. That sorrow of yours, that is your crying. And Allah is so merciful. Allah says you can't cry. Allah is saying, make your face like a crying person. Allah knows you are pretending. He told you pretend. Even your pretending I will accept. Yeah, by us, if somebody pretends, we get more cross on that person. You're still pretending, yeah. You're still making me a fool, you crying and you still carrying. Allah says, you pretend. And I know you're pretending, but that also I accept. So why must we lose hope? And where can we get Allah? By law, which government or anything you commit sin, and you just say, forgive me, okay, now no fraud case, finish, throw that case. You committed a sin, you have to pay for it. You have to pay, you have to go through the process, and you have to be answerable for it. But Allah says, you just ask me maaf, and I will forgive you. اور اس ندامت کی بدولت بندہ فرشتوں سے بازی لے جاتا ہے. And because of the sorrowfulness and he's crying to Allah Ta'ala where he was, but now he's just cried and he has asked for forgiveness, now he's gone above the farishtas already. What more do we want? He's gone higher than the farishta. No, kabhi taatu ka surur hai, sometimes it's the enjoyment of the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. Kabhi aitirafe khusoor hai. And sometimes a person admits my wrongdoings. I did this. I'm so terrible. I'm the worst. Hey, malak ko jiske nahi khabar. Farishtas, what they don't know, that closeness of Allah which they can't. Farishtas are so close to Allah. But this closeness, they also don't know. Wo huzur, mera huzur hai. That closeness of Allah Ta'ala when you make tawbah is so great that the farishtas haven't got an idea of what that closeness is. The farishtas, how close they are to Allah. But this closeness to Allah, they haven't got an idea of what this closeness is. So making tawbah and turning to Allah, we must never ever lose hope. No matter what happens, Allah is there. بس دو نفل پڑھ کر خوب گرا کر اللہ سے معافی مانگ لیں. Read two rakats of nafil, even if you don't read, but actually the process. Make two rakats of nafil namaz, salatu tawbah, and ask Allah, and cry to Allah. And if you can't cry, cry that I can't cry. Allah will accept that also from you. اور دل میں پکا ارادہ کریں کہ اے اللہ آئندہ یہ گناہ نہیں کروں گا. And naturally when a person, that condition comes that really I've been bad, I've done so terrible, I'll never commit this guna again. Now I'm in this terrible position, gangsters are on me, they want to take my life, I don't want to fall into this again. So he asks for Allah Ta'ala for sincere forgiveness. اور یقین کر لے کہ سب گناہ معاف ہو گئے. And then Hazrat says, you make yaqeen, like we got yaqeen on Allah Ta'ala. We got yaqeen on the life of the qabr, akhirat. You make yaqeen that Allah has forgiven me. That now I've done this and now it's finished. Allah has forgiven me. اور پھر گناہ کو یاد بھی نہ کرو. And after that, don't again think of those gunas of yours again. You have committed them, you asked for sincere tawbah, you even made two rakat salatu tawbah. Now don't even ever think of those gunas again. کیونکہ ہم گناہ کو یاد کرنے کے لیے پیدا نہیں ہوئے. Because we are not here, Allah didn't create us to remember our guna. Allah کو یاد کرنے کے لیے پیدا ہوئے. Allah has created us so that we remember Allah Ta'ala. اور توبہ کرنے والوں کو اللہ تعالیٰ صرف معاف نہیں کرتے. And Allahu Akbar. Allah is that merciful, Rahman, Rahim, Ghafir, Ghaffar, Ghafoor, Haleem, Kareem, Sahibi, Jood or Karam. Allah is that great being that not only did Allah forgive you now, Quran Paak mein irshad hai ke hum un nadim gunahgaron ko tauba karne walon ko apna mehboob bana lete hain. Those who committed guna and they made tawbah, now we make them our beloved. We love them now. Though they have gone through all this guna, and we must not leave it for akhirat. Allah give us maut on iman, but if we go with guna, if Allah forgives, it's forgiven. If not, you have to go and pay for it then in Jahannam. So why go through all that process? Just ask for maaf now. And the doors of tawbah are so wide open that it comes in the Hadith Sharif towards Syria. That means in the north. Allah has made a door that a person on a fast horse galloping for 40 or 70 years, he can't cover the width of that door. So wide it is open. And it will only close when the sun rises from the west. Till then the door is wide open. And whoever will make tawbah and go, Allah will accept. And for every individual, the doors of tawbah are open until the clear sign sakarat overtakes the person. Till then the doors of tawbah are open. And when he sees the sakarat, now he starts seeing akhirat. He starts seeing the farishtas, the life of akhirat. Now tawbah is not accepted. But till that time, tawbah is readily. And tawbah, as Hazrat has written, Hazrat is arif billah. All our buzurg, they sort of know how Allah works with people. One time you make that tawbah, your tawbah is accepted. Tawbah karne walo ko apna mehboob bana leta hai. And Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat has explained this also, Allah is not only Ghafir, Ghaffar, Ghafur, but wherever Allah said He is forgiving, Ghafurur Rahim, Ghafurul Wadud. Allah Ta'ala, one time, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abdul Ghani Phulpuri, Rahmatullah Ali, when this Allah opened this on him, suddenly he told Hazrat that Allah has given me new knowledge, fresh knowledge. That why does Allah forgive so much? Because Allah is Wadud. He loves His creation. And who you love, that person just ask little forgiveness, you forgive the person. Who you don't love, you won't forgive. But Allah loves. And the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how much doesn't Allah love the ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam? So you just ask for forgiveness and Allah will forgive. And Allah is Ghafurur Rahim. After forgiving, Allah, again, Rahim also, He is a superlative. Very, very, very merciful is Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala will shower you with His mercy. Which Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh used to explain that the year in the world, if you had committed high treason, you went against the government, it's a capital crime and capital punishment for that. Worst punishment, you went against the government. And that is what is a mushrik, a atheist, a kafir. He's gone against us, Allah. One is you committed some other sin, this so much punishment for this, so much punishment for that. But you went against Allah. So when a person has committed sin and he has now turned, now even capital treason, capital crime he has committed, treason he has committed, and he starts begging the state president, please forgive me, and the state president finally say, we forgive you. That is how much it will go, not more than that. They won't say, we forgive you, and we're giving you 10 farms also, or we are giving you 10 filling stations also, or we're giving you 10 blocks of flats also, 10 supermarkets also. Never. But when Allah forgives, then together with that, He gives all His ni'mats also. Allah forgives also, and He gives all His ni'mats also. Allah, let us appreciate this. And who, what a kind Allah is, who started His name with Bismillahir Rahman Ar-Rahim. Who started Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. And Allah did not say Qadi Yawmiddin, Maliki Yawmiddin. He is the Malik. He can do as He please. If He forgives, nobody can question Him. And there is no injustice by Allah Ta'ala. And when He wants to forgive, He can forgive as much as He wants to. And in fact, it comes when Allah will forgive. Other people will say, but we were not forgiven. Allah will ask, did I make any zulam on you? I didn't make any zulam. If I wanted to forgive him, it's my right. I forgive him. I will forgive him. So Allah, no zulam on anyone. And whom Allah wants to forgive, Allah will just forgive also. Aur Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali فرماتے ہیں کہ جو یہ سمجھتا ہے کہ میرے گناہ اتنے بڑے ہیں کہ نعوذ باللہ اللہ تعالیٰ اس کو معاف نہیں کر سکتے. And that person who feels that my gunas are so big, Allah can't forgive them. They are too big for Allah to forgive. My sins are too much. تو ایسا شخص بظاہر متواضع معلوم ہوتا ہے then such a person outwardly it looks like he's a humble person, that I'm bad, I'm the worst, my gunas, even Allah can't forgive my gunas, I'm so bad. He looks like a mutawazi, like a humble person. Lekin haqeeqat mein intihai mutakabbir hai. But in reality, he is to the limit a proud person. There is no limit to his pride. Ke apne guna ko Allah Ta'ala ki rahmat se bara samajh raha hai. That he thinks that his guna is more greater than the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, than the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. Though he might think that I know that I'm so bad, but he knows nothing. What is Allah's mercy? Your guna can be all the whole world's gunas one side, and your gunas million times more than all that. But in front of Allah, it's nothing. Just one, which example Hazrat also gives so beautiful. How many examples Hazrat gave? You went for picnic on the beach, and then there you were eating, you threw all the dirt around, all the crisp papers and this and that. Children were riding with their bicycles and they messed the beach, everything. But one wave comes, it leaves it like there is nothing. There was nothing happened there. Like till today, nobody put their foot on that place. Like that, it leaves it. So Allah's one layer of rahmat is more than enough. And Allah's mercy, forgiveness, there is no limit to it. So much Allah Ta'ala will forgive. لہذا اس حماقت کو چھوڑی ہے. Then Hazrat now, and see now Hazrat at the beginning started in a very lovable kind way. I'm surprised you thinking like this. Now Hazrat is like talking forcefully. Leave the stupidity of yours. That Allah can't forgive me, that my sins cannot be forgiven, that I'm a write-off. Leave the stupidity of yours. اور کمرے سے باہر آ کر معمول کے مطابق زندگی گزاری. And come out of your room. It appears like this person was like in what we say depression, just in his room, not coming out, not meeting. Come out of your room and start carrying on as normal. Go everywhere. Allah has forgiven. Just turn to Allah. Allah has forgiven you. Aur jo deen ka kaam kar rahe the, usme lage. And what deen's work you were doing, do your work. It seems that maybe he was an alim teaching, maybe he was in jamaat work, maybe some other deen's work he was doing. Now because of this, he gave up everything. Hazrat said, start doing all your work again. Even your deen's work. Don't think now, how can I go and do deen's work? I did so much wrong to Allah Ta'ala. Yeh shaitan ka chakkar hai, ke guna kara ke, usne aapko Allah ki rahmat se mayus kar diya. This is all shaitan's chakkar. Chakkar baan. He puts you into all this chakkar. He has made you do this here. Come out of it. Don't listen to shaitan. Ignore him. You come. ہرگیز مایوس نہ ہو. Don't ever be give up hope. یہ راستہ مایوسی کا نہیں. This is not the road of giving up hope in any way whatsoever. اس راہ میں کوئی نامراد نہیں ہوتا. In this path, nobody is unsuccessful. Nobody is such that he doesn't reach his destination. So much so that many of us, but this also Hazrat explained so many times, we try, we know I'm bad. I make tawbah, I feel so bad, I'm going to make the same guna again. Again I make the same guna. Again I make the same guna. No, as long as you got that, I want to be right. I'm trying, I'm bad, I make tawbah. And you're trying, till mort you didn't come right. Just before mort, Allah will put you amongst those who are right. Though you never come right yourself. But Allah will put you among them and take you. A person wants to become hafiz, he's trying. He makes yard one page. How many people like this, children also, at home we know our sabak. When we come to the ustad, we forget everything. I learned my door, this supara, I learned it. When I went next supara, again that supara, I forgot. Whole life goes like that, no problem. Allah will take you as a hafiz. You tried, you carried on, Allah will take you as the hafiz. So you want to make your islah, you want Allah's marifat, Allah's muhabbat, but you can't get it. I'm filthy, I'm rotten, I'm the worst. But you just try. And how much was you try? How much was in your ability? How much you can do? You just do so much. If you learn one ayat in 1 year, and you're just carrying on, you're learning that ayat again, you'll still be counted. And your niyat is you want to become a hafiz. Allah will pick you, take you out as a hafiz. ہرگز مایوس نہ ہو. یہ راستہ مایوسی کا نہیں, اس راہ میں کوئی نامراد نہیں ہوتا. اللہ تعالیٰ کی رحمت کی کروڑوں آفتاب روشن ہے. The رحمت of اللہ تعالیٰ, there are billions of the suns of Allah's رحمت which are just shining through all the time. So never ever lose hope. آپ تو بہت نادم اور شرمندہ ہے, and I can make out from your letter you are very sorrowful. You are feeling very bad. So you have been forgiven already. Where are you by Allah Ta'ala? اور نادمین تائبین کو اللہ تعالیٰ کی رحمت اپنے آغوش میں لے لیتی ہے. And those who are نادمین, who are sorrowful, تائبین, those who make توبہ, Allah puts them in, so to say, in Allah's lap of rahmat. You come and sit by me in my lap of rahmat. Allah Ta'ala is that the child did everything wrong. He took the paint, opened the same paint tin and threw it on the floor everywhere. Cabinets messed up everything. Took some stick and wrote on the walls with all that. And then on his self also. All dirt and filth. He went and played in the sewage tank. And it's filled with sewage also. But then he says, Maaf. Which mother will say immediate, but Allah will say, Maaf, and come, you sit in my lap of rahmat also. And I will cleanse you and I will forgive you. Such is our Allah. We have been very fortunate that we just think, who is our Allah Ta'ala? Aap to Allah ki rahmat ki aghosh mein hai. You are in the lap of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Phir kya gham hai? Now what worry have you got? So nobody should ever give up hope. Allah Ta'ala is most merciful. And there are many people, they inform also, they say they feel so bad, but there is no reason. And this is how Hazrat has explained. Just turn to it and we should read this, make it, this is a real ta'weez. This is the ta'weez that we need. Read it over and over, go through it again over and over, and no need to lose any hope whatsoever. May Allah Ta'ala accept us all and make us in this group of Allah Ta'ala. Hayat-e-Imani. In this kitab we are reading also various explanations, particularly Hazrat is taking from Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. The life of Imani life. Ahlullah chunke kasrat zikrullah ka dawam rakhte hai. Those people who are the Ahlullah, the true Ahlullah, they are all the time in the zikr of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And because of that, Mulla Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali farmate hai, Hazrat Allama Mulla Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali says, مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهِ. That person who remembers Allah Ta'ala, in the explanation of this hadith, that person who remembers Allah Ta'ala, that in this hadith there is a sign, a clear sign, كَأَنَّ الْمَدَاوَمَةَ ذِكْرُ الْحَيْنِ, that the continuity of zikr is the continuity of that is the zikr of a living person, a person who is living. الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ, and he does not die. تُورَثُ الْحَيَاةِ الْحَقِيقِ, and this gives in return حَقِيقِ life, the real life of a person. التي لا فناء لها, that has got no ending. And that is why these people, they don't die. Yeah, they outwardly body dies, but their ruh doesn't die. And they carry on living. And they just, in the akhirat, they are living also. And they don't die. What we call the shaheed. But these people, the shaheed also doesn't die. The person who is continuously in the zikr of Allah, he also does not die. He is always alive also. And in this about life, we see, especially a lot of this snails, etc., come out. As long as a snail, etc., or any other insect like that, they are alive. No ants will come near it. Nothing can interfere with it. But when it's dead, see how the ants come around it. They eat it. It can't do anything whatsoever. So we also, and what is our life? It is zikr of Allah Ta'ala. We make zikr, then nothing will be able to interfere with us. But if we are dead, then small things like ants, who have got no real power, but they'll also overpower you. So we have to be loving. Ahlullah ki sohbat jannat ki baag ke baag hai. The company of the Ahlullah, the true genuine Allah wala, their company is the garden of jannat. Hadith paak mein hai, jab tum jannat ke baagho se guzro, to kuch kha pi liya karo. When you pass by the gardens of jannat, then graze well. Graze to your full to enjoy what is there. Mulla Ali Qari rahmatullah Ali farmate ki yani jab guzro, tum aisi jamaat ke saath jo Allah ka zikr karte ho, when you pass such a gathering where the zikr of Allah Ta'ala is being made, to tum bhi unke saath zikr mein mashghool ho jao. You also graze, you also take part, you sit there, taaki unki muafaqat ka sharaf hasil ho, kyunki wo jannat ke baaghon mein hai. So that you can have the honor of being close to them, because that is a garden of jannat, you'll be in a garden of jannat. Just like Rawdatul Jannah, which we call Riyadul Jannah, that is also the garden of jannat. And one dua when Allah gives us the honor of being there, that Allah, you put me in the garden of jannat, so never ever take me out. In other words, keep me always in the amal of jannah. Keep me in there. So that is, everyone can't go. And to get to Rawdatul Jannah is not so easy also there, especially when there's the crowd and all that. But anywhere where ta'aleem is taking place, alhamdulillah, this gathering of others, ours also, is a gathering of jannat. And to graze well, we listen properly, we make niyat of amal, and we try and bring it into our lives, we are in the garden of jannat. And we make dua that always keep us in the garden of jannat, O Allah. And how fortunate are those who teach in a madrasa, the children, whether it's maktab, whether it's darnoom, teaching hadith, teaching tafsir, teaching Quran Sharif. We are all the time in the garden of jannat. So we should graze well, and we should take full advantage of this great ni'mat which Allah Ta'ala blesses. And there are everywhere there are these gardens. And we should take full advantage of it. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah. In the Kitab Ma'arif-e Masnavi, the last couplet which Hazrat has quoted here with regard to that person who made this promise that I'll go to the jungle and I'll just make Allah's ibadat there and I won't eat from the fruit of the trees, only what falls down I will eat, etc. And all the great lessons that we had learned from there. One is, whenever we intend doing something, say inshallah. Never ever do something which is beyond your capacity. Don't become like so overtaken. And from tonight, every night, when you promise to Allah, I'm going to get up 2 o'clock in the morning for tahajjud. Alhamdulillah, very good. But now, illness came, this happened, that happened, whatever else, somebody got ill, you had to go to the hospital. Now 2 o'clock you are sitting at the hospital, you are sitting somewhere, accident scene. Allah save us all. What can happen? So don't become so bold in this also. Be humble rather. So further, one other explanation and lesson Hazrat teaches, deen par istiqamat ke har waqt Allah Ta'ala se yu dua karta rahe. And ask Allah Ta'ala all the time to be regular on deen, istiqamat, to remain firm on deen, make dua to Allah all the time like this. This also don't say like I will never commit a guna. Me, I will never commit kufr, na'uzu billah. Don't become like that proud that I'll never do this. Your niyat is there, but don't use that I will do. Only if Allah helps us. So make this dua, eh mere Rabb, oh my Allah, ek lamha ko bhi mujhe mere nafs ke supur na farmai. For 1 second, la takilni ila nafsi tarfata ayn. Don't for 1 second also hand me over to my nafs. You take me in charge. I hang myself. Oh, you protect me from kufr. You protect me from shirk. You protect me at the time of mort that I mustn't die a wrong death. You help me. So we turn to Allah. Aur meri har halat ko apni marzi ke muafiq durust farmate rahiye. and every moment of my life, every aspect of my life, you out of your mercy, you let it be corrected in the right direction. یہاں تک کہ میرا خاتمہ ایمان پر فرما دیجئے. So much, O Allah, that you make my life to come to an end on Iman. Not that I die on Iman, that also is alright. But that you give me, that till I die, you let me die on Iman. To hand yourself over to Allah. And again, with that, we make our effort what we can, but don't trust ourselves. Trust only Allah Ta'ala. Ameen. Summa Ameen. May Allah Ta'ala bless us all with this and let us reach this stage inshallah.